I enjoyed it. It was there was robust debate on the floor about a variety of issues, and I was able to participate in that. And I found that to be a very educational and productive experience. What I didn't like about it, I didn't like the fact that we were doing it late at night. It was something I spoke about quite a bit during the session. You know, we did a lot of our debate between the hours of midnight and 4:30 in the morning, which I think is just completely unnecessary. We should be doing our work in the light of day. But other than that, I do think that there were a lot of good things in this budget that will help out middle-class families, our farming community, and also help create jobs here in the Hudson Valley.
There's been a lot of criticism over the years of the three men, now the four men in a room negotiating a system. Do rank-and-file lawmakers have enough of a say in the actual contents of the budget, in your opinion?
Well, I would certainly like to see us have more say, and it's something that I'm going to be aggressively working at. It was one of the reasons I ran for office, you know, to reform the way government works, to make sure that everyone has a voice at the table and everyone is represented. It certainly could be a lot better, and I believe that that is shared with many of my new colleagues that were also elected at the same time as me. And the more we can elect new people to the state Senate, the more changes you're going to see in the way that we operate.
What about the contents of the state budget as passed by the Senate, now heading to the Assembly? What do you like in that? What do you wish was in it?
Well, as I said, I do like the fact that we've created a lot of incentives there for businesses to bring more jobs to the Hudson Valley and to also keep the ones that they have. We've provided a lot of incentives for our agricultural community to help increase their production. And we've provided some really great tax breaks to working families that are going to really reduce the cost of living here in the Hudson Valley. And more importantly, we've provided additional funding that was urgently needed in our education system. So our public schools, at least here in my district, will be seeing a lot of improvement in terms of the funding that they've received in the past. It's been raised extensively due to a lot of advocacy on my part and the colleagues that I work with, so I'm excited about that. There were some things that I wasn't happy with. One of them was an 18A utility surcharge that I presented an amendment on the floor to try to repeal. This is an amendment that if we would repeal it, it would actually save our business community and our homeowners over $200 billion a year. What it is an additional tax on anyone who uses any type of utility, and it was supposed to sunset in this coming year, and the Senate majority decided that they wanted to phase it out over the next 3 years, which basically is denying our businesses and our seniors actually enormous break in their taxes, which would make it much more affordable to live here. I was sorry to see that we couldn't repeal that. I was sorry to see the Republican majority supported keeping this high tax. It's a regressive tax. I'm hoping that we can remove that as time goes on. The other disappointing piece of this was in regards to the Office of People with Developmental Disabilities. As you probably know, there was a very extensive cut made to their budget. And this, unfortunately, is going to have devastating consequences on the community that relies on this funding. And many of the schools and organizations that rely on that funding are in my district. And I fought very, very hard to try to get this funding restored. And I am fully committed, as we move forward, to reaching across the aisle and finding others in the Senate and the Assembly that will work with me in finding a way to restore this funding. It's really critical. There are families, children and adults that rely on these services, and we really must address the needs of the developmental disability community.
One plea you hear from school districts and local governments is mandate relief. They say we're told to keep our taxes below the 2% property tax cap, but the state keeps piling on these requirements, these mandates. What about mandate relief this session?
Well, again, we must go much further. You know, as a local elected official that worked in village government for two terms before I was elected to the state Senate, I truly do understand the necessary need for mandate relief. What I am happy about is in this current budget, we did not fortunately include other mandates, but certainly there are so many on the list already that we have got to find a way to repeal some of them, to simplify them. And I'm confident that over time we're going to get this done because our governments, our local governments, are really hemorrhaging. Now, the problem is that we have this inequality in terms of how we fund our education system. And that really is why we have such huge, huge property taxes. And I really want to work with my colleagues in trying to reduce property taxes by changing the way we fund education.